This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. July is the national month for celebrating baked beans, hot dogs, ice cream, and pickles, according to Foodimetry. Food days of celebration include Fried Chicken Day on the 6th, Picked Blueberries Day on the 10th, Peach Ice Cream Day on the 17th, and Hamburger Day on the 28th. Farm Bureau is calling on the Senate Finance Committee's Task Force on Health to recommend repeal of the health insurance tax so that it will not increase health insurance premiums paid by individuals in 2020. The HIT was passed as part of the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act as a way to raise revenue to offset the cost of legislation. The tax, which is an excise tax levied on a health insurance company's net premium, is passed along to consumers. There is a temporary moratorium on the HIT for 2019, but it will increase the cost of health insurance for individuals by an estimated $500 if allowed to return in 2020. The pathogen which causes sudden oak death, a plant disease that has killed large tracts of oaks and affected many native plant species in California, Oregon, and Europe, has been found in Illinois. Phytophthora bramorum, the causal agent of sudden oak death, has been confirmed in ornamental plants at 10 Walmart locations in Cook, Jackson, Jefferson, Lee, Macon, Monroe, St. Clair, Stevenson, and Will counties, and one Hy-Vee location in McDonough County through cooperative efforts between Illinois Department of Agriculture and USDA, as well as diagnostic support from University of Illinois, Michigan State, Cornell, and Kansas State Universities, and USDA labs. The issue was first uncovered by an Indiana confirmation at a Walmart in late May on rhododendrons from Park Hill plants in Oklahoma, which sourced the plants from nurseries in Washington and British Columbia. Shipping records were provided to Illinois officials shortly thereafter. 18 states in total received these plants. IDOA and USDA field staffs began visiting identified sites in late May, inspecting the plants with a primary focus on rhododendron as the main suspected carrier of the disease, but also inspected other known host plants such as azalea, viburnum, and lilac. Symptomatic plants were sampled for diagnostic testing and placed on stop sale order pending diagnostic results, or destroyed or relinquished to officials on site. Collected plants are being safeguarded by IDOA for later approved disposal. Though sudden oak death affects oaks and other trees and plants, it poses no threats to humans, pets, livestock, or food sources. Positive confirmations have been made on the following plants and varieties in Illinois and or other states to date. In rhododendrons, the Cat Cunningham Blush, Firestorm, Holden, Minnetonka, Nova Zimbla, Percy Wiseman, Pupyrum elegans, Roseum elegans, and Wonar purple. In lilacs, the common purple and Persian lime. The included varieties may not be the only plants affected, as the disease can affect more than 100 different species. In general, most plants will get bramorum blight as carriers. However, oaks are considered terminal hosts, as it can often be fatal. Diana Plua, diagnostician at the University of Illinois Plant Clinic, says the pathogen can cause both a blight and sudden death depending on the host. Because P. ramorum has only been detected on non-oak hosts, the disease ramorum blight has been confirmed in Illinois, but not the disease sudden oak death. Currently, there is no evidence that any oak trees in Illinois are infected at this point. The pathogen travels well in soil and water, so escape into the environment is a concern. Blight symptoms of the disease include, but are not limited to, foliar spots, browning or wilting leaves, tip shoot dieback, and brown or black discoloration on stems and or trunks. Walmart and Rural King are participating in voluntary recalls of the potentially infected plants remaining at their sites. Because the disease is incurable, Illinoisans are encouraged to contact the Illinois Department of Agriculture or their local University of Illinois Extension office for further guidance if they have purchased rhododendrons from Walmart, Hy-Vee, or Rural King since April, and if those plants are looking symptomatic or in poor condition. The most likely source of infection would be plants purchased this spring. Older, established plants are not very likely to be infected with P. remorum. It is not recommended to destroy or dispose of these plants without state or federal guidance. This is an ongoing investigation. Guidance and recommendations may change. A cookout of Americans' favorite foods forged July 4th that included hot dogs, cheeseburgers, pork spare ribs, potato salad, baked beans, lemonade, and watermelon will cost just a few cents more this year, coming in at less than $6 per person, according to the American Farm Bureau Federation. Farm Bureau's informal survey reveals the average cost of a summer cookout for 10 people is $52.80, or $5.28 per person. The cost for the cookout is up just 11 cents from last year. Strong consumer demand for beef and growth in U.S. meat production has led to higher ground beef prices but lower pork spare rib prices for the 4th of July, according to AFBF Chief Economist Dr. John Newton. AFBF's summer cookout menu for 10 people consists of hot dogs and buns, cheeseburgers and buns, pork spare ribs, deli potato salad, baked beans, corn chips, lemonade, ketchup, mustard, and watermelon for dessert. Newton said pork production in 2019 continues to increase compared to year-ago levels. Increased supplies and competition in the meat case at the grocery contributed to lower spare rib prices. With milk production record high in 2019 and cheese production increasing, consumers will see lower cheese prices this grilling season. New this year, AFBF tracked the average cost of 1.5 quarts of vanilla ice cream. Including ice cream brings the total for the July 4th cookout to $56.38, which is still under $6 per person. A total of 114 Farm Bureau members in 34 states served as volunteer shoppers, checking retail prices for July 4th cookout foods at their local grocery stores for this informal survey. The July 4th cookout survey is part of the Farm Bureau Market Basket series, which also includes the popular Thanksgiving dinner cost survey of common food staples Americans use to prepare meals at home. The year-to-year direction of the Market Basket Survey tracks closely with the federal government's Consumer Price Index report for food at home. Both the index and the Market Basket remain relatively flat compared to year-ago levels. Through the mid-1970s, farmers received about one-third of consumer food expenditures for food eaten at home and away from home. During 2017, farmers received approximately 14.6 cents of every food marketing dollar, according to the Agriculture Department's revised Food Dollar Series. However, after accounting for the costs of production, U.S. farmers net 7.8 cents per food dollar. As online grocery shopping continues to capture consumer interest, a survey of popular online grocery services reveals the 13 items included in the AFBF July 4th survey cost more than $70 or 38% higher. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day and God bless America.